Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Christopher Hall Show. And finally, we see Dr. Christopher Hall on camera. We just finished interviewing somebody. He's been doing more of the phone end, and now we're getting him to understand the Zoom technology. And so Dr. Hall introduced our guest, who is going to give us a great backstory about the Baha Men and also about who let the dogs out. Go ahead, Dr. Hall, and introduce our guest.
Well, no problem. My pleasure. Well, I'm very excited to introduce one of the members of the fame group Baha Men, a song that we all know, very famous, Who Let the Dogs Out? And I'm very excited to introduce Mr. Dyson
Knight. It's Dyson Knight.
Dyson Knight.
Hey, Dyson, thanks for stopping by. We talked about Corona, and so we're going to go right into the next questions. But you are in the Bahamas. I guess I'll have to come out and see you guys in the Bahamas. You guys will hook me up to want to do on location. I'll fly out and see you once everything gets better from the coronavirus, right?
Is definitely. We already have your seat.
I like it. I like it. I'm invited to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This pandemic's been perfect for me. I've always interviewed celebrities, but love to see them on camera. So, Dr. Hall, with your question, first question for Dyson.
Oh, well, no problem. Well, Dyson, you know, you're part of such a fame group. It's just really become a cultural phenomenon, this song. Tell us a little bit about where you're from and how did you get involved with the Baha Men?
Well, I am from, well, first of all, pleasure to be here. Shout out to everyone who's tuned in. I'm from the Bahamas, and I've been with the band since 2005. That year always changes depending on how I feel in the day. But it was post Who Let the Dogs Out. But what is post Who Let the Dogs Out? Because Who Let the Dogs Out is still a big, huge hit 20 years later. I'm happy to say that most of the members from Baha Men are living still in the Bahamas, except for one, which would be our MD, our musical director, Herschel. So shout out to Herschel, who is in Atlanta at this time. You say that they're a famed band. They're very famed. They're multi-platinum. They have Billboard Awards, Nickelodeon Awards. They have the Grammy Award. So I always like when I introduce the band at the end of the show after a performance, I say, okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the Grammy Award winning band, the Baha Men.
And so your role in the Baha Men, you're one of the singers in the Baha Men, right?
Yes, I'm one of three singers. I would say that Rick is the lead singer and I am the second lead singer. And then Leroy, he's like the hypest singer. And also he is the choreographer, the lead choreographer of the band. Because we sing, we dance, we do a lot of incredible things. Leroy is actually a world famous limbo dancer.
Oh, wow.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, so it's incredible to see what he can do during a Bahamian show.
See, the Baha Men remind me of the Blue Man Group of the Bahamas. In a way, in certain aspects. You know how big the Blue Man Group is? It's gotten expanded to so many different groups. You guys are a little different now in the fact that it's not the original from Who Let the Dogs Out, but you told me off air that it is a history kind of a maturation process of growth of the Baha Men that started that weren't even part of Who Let the Dogs Out, right? So you've seen different group members right. Go and leave the brand Baha Men in the Bahamas has been for a while, right?
Right, right. The interesting story in that is the lead singer before Who Let the Dogs Out, the main lead singer would have been Mr. Nehemiah Heald, who is a phenomenal vocalist. He actually left the band to tour with Lenny Kravitz. So when he left the band, they did a few other replacements that didn't really work out. And then when they had the combination of Rick O'Merritt and Marvin, that's when they recorded Who Let the Dogs Out, and it became a huge hit. So Baha Men was touring with Who Let the Dogs Out, and the former lead singer was touring with Lenny Kravitz at the same time.
Holy cow. And so that's how certain people developed. All right, Dr. Hall, next question.
Wow, just you know, just excited to be part of such a historic group and a Grammy Award winning group. And now Dyson, you know, throughout the years, there's been many people have asked a lot of questions about the meaning of that song, "Who Let the Dogs Out?" What does that actually mean? What can you tell us about that?
It has multiple meanings. The meaning that we use is, you know, who let the people that out who are going to destroy the party, like in a good way, who are coming out to have more than a great time at a party. And then it's who let the dogs out, you the big dog, like who let the big dogs out, you know? So you come to really control the environment. And that's why I think a lot of stadiums use it, a lot of the sporting arenas and the teams, different football, basketball, you know, baseball, whatever team it is, you know, they would use the song and say, yeah, we are here, you know, we came to win. The original meaning of the song, though, and it's actually about saying who let the less attractive people into the party. Less than attractive.
Oh, see, Dr. Alia, take him down that road, and I'm sure.
I know.
And are you the one, is Rick the one that sings the beginning part of Who Let the Dogs Out, or is it you? Now, when you perform, when you're on stage.
Okay. So the song is pretty much split in two, the original. Rick would be singing the lead verses, and then the Who Let the Dogs Out scream was actually done by Marvin.
Now when you perform together.
Now when we perform together, it's Rick and Leroy mainly for Who Let the Dogs Out.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I just dance.
You just dance. Okay. Oh, you just dance. And you're the creative one with everything. All right, Dr. Hall, next question.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all. And so, you know, it's really a song that, and I remember that song, okay? It's a lot of Bahamian style and music in it. It's very, 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 very exciting. So tell me how important that was to have that cultural element in that song. What do you think, Dyson, so far as that song being a super hit? I mean, just expressing that culture in the song. Tell me about that.
How do I feel about the song being a hit?
Well, no.
The culture.
Just the whole Bahamian culture that's actually expressed in the song. That was something that was shown to the world in that song. And so tell me, what do you think about that? I mean, that's a unique style. That's something unique, you know. So tell me, how does that unique just contribute to the success of that song?
Well, I mean, honestly, this particular song was a song that the band was reluctant to record. Mainly because they felt that it would be a gimmick. Right. So what they were signed with S-Curve, and the label at that time wanted the band to attract a youthful, fun audience and give people the good feel that they would get whenever they come to a Bahaman performance. Right. However, the musicians in the band always took their musicianship very, very seriously. You know, they would have arguments about chord structure and when to modulate and how we should do all of this, very technical things in music. But this song was meant to just be a fun song, a song that people can enjoy. So there wasn't really a target. It mainly was, the target was to entertain.
I gotcha.
Right? Okay. So there's really no great depth in the making of it, but what came out of it was very useful.
It seems like, and I guess other hits. Let's talk other hits real quick, Dyson, before we, and then I look forward to part two of this, where Rick will come in and give us some of the stories of
he
what.
Just it, called.
Huh? He just called.
He just called. So you'll hear from him soon.
I'll hear from him soon. Well, oh, he's going to jump on. if we don't close in time. All right, so just tell us what other hits were part of the Baja Men with Who Let the Dogs Out that went, you know, did really well.
Okay, great. Well, this new song, Take a Chance, is definitely a hit. It's, you just don't know it yet. But they have the Move It Like This. Can you move it like this? I can shake it like that. Okay. You also have Paula, that was on the movie Garfield. Really? You have Best Years of Our Lives, that was on the movie Shrek.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, makes me want to dance. Oh,
you don't do any of the singing, Dyson. You said you don't do any of the singing.
Yeah. No, see, yeah, I do a little thing, but it's crazy because there's a lot of songs. Like when you come to a Baja Men concert and you realize exactly how many songs that we actually have in, well, you know, there are bands that have a whole lot more hits, you know.
Right.
But our thing is that we don't have anything as big as Who Let the Dogs Out as yet.
But you do on movies. I mean, the look at that list, that's amazing. Yeah, I wouldn't have known those were all by the Baja Men. I wouldn't have known that.
Oh, yeah. And in my defense, there aren't many bands that have songs that are as big as Who Let the Dogs Out. So I've learned to really, you know, reduce my expectations. You know, don't carry all of that weight on the back of the band because it is phenomenal. It is once in a lifetime type success for even the best of them. Who Let the Dogs Out being a 20-year-old song is just great. And I think people should put some respect on our name.
20 years old? Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh. But I didn't know all those other ones. So after that fame, those opportunities came for the guys. And were you part of that? When some of these other songs came out, you were part of the group then?
Yeah. Like, the biggest song that we've had that I've actually performed on would have been on the World Cup album in 2014. And that was on the album with Shakira and Wyclef Jean and Pitbull. That would have been Night and Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that would have been the biggest song that I've been a part of. All of the others, we've re-recorded some of the songs as well. In fact, the Who Let the Dogs Out that you listen to now is a re-recording. When you hear it in movies or when it's published anywhere new, I would be on that recording. Yeah, so I would be singing.
Some of the singing. Are you singing background or what?
Yes. Harmonies, there's a lot of interlaced harmonies and stuff going on there. So Rick would be the lead singer, and then Leroy would be that person who barks out, "Who let the dogs out? Who?" You know.
And then what are you doing?
I'm dancing.
But in other songs, you're singing with them.
Yes.
Okay. You have to explain these things. I'm just giving you that point.
And you're
on stage for this because we're definitely look forward to a longer conversation. So Dr. Hall, summarize Dyson. We really like it. But again, I have to look back and say all the songs that the Baja Men promoted had on. But it's amazing to know the artist. And I look at you guys as the Blue Man Group of the Bahamas, even though you have bigger songs than the Blue Man Group. The Blue Man Group has expanded to so many different things. You've ever gone to a Blue Man Group event? Have you, Dyson?
No, I have not.
When you go to you have to go. I went to Vegas and it was unreal, but I could see you guys jump on stage with them, and that would be really an entertaining thing, the Blue Man Group and the Bahaman. You know, the big one is Vegas, but they have tours all over the world of different groups that have expanded. You guys at least are staying in the Bahamas. There's not seven different groups touring everywhere. But that might be another expansion. You never know because of all the different songs. So it's crazy.
At this time, we just want to get on stage and play again.
In front of fans. Amen. Yeah. And Dr. Hall, as an emergency room doctor, he says, how you don't think it's going to happen big time, or we're going to have smaller audiences. When do you see them all performing in front of an audience, Dr. Hall?
Prediction.
Oh, well, no problem. I mean, you know, I think that, you know, we're looking at some time. You know, vaccines being developed, and really what they're doing in the Bahamas is really good. Is what Dyson is telling us, how they've done the social distancing and the quarantine. So, you know, if we do things like that, we're probably looking at another, you know, I'd say maybe 3 to 6 months where we can start opening up a little bit more, because the vaccine should be out by then. So,
well, if you say the vaccine's out in 3 to 6 months, that's a great thing. He told me expect longer till the new normal comes. So we'll take it. Now, summarize Dyson really quickly, because we do have a hard stop. So go, Dr. Hall, with summarizing Dyson and look for Dyson, and we're looking forward to Rick coming on soon.
Yeah, we'll catch up with him later.
Summarize.
No problem. So there you have it. One of the instrumental members of the group, the Baja Men, Dyson Knight, a gentleman with very many talents, which we didn't talk about in the air, but his background and computers.
We have the time to do it next time. This is just part one to promote the Baja Men. The new single is out when?
It's out now. Go check it out on all of your digital platforms. Take a chance.
Well, we're going to release the whole video stuff together in one interview. We'll act like he jumped back in, but we'll have the radio interview first. But who knows? The next thing is, you know, I got to start editing video, not just audio. And Dyson, you learned and you said, hey, got to do everything yourself sometimes to get to know and understand stuff. And we see your creativity, and you too have your own performing too, right? You perform by yourself too. To help promote that too, Dyson.
Yes, yes. So you can follow me at Dyson Knight, DYSONKNIGHT. I'm on YouTube. You can check out some of the videos. The last video that I posted is actually edited by myself. So yeah, go and check it out. I try to stay involved so I can, you know exactly what we're paying for when we have to pay for it. Make sure it's worthwhile. You know what I mean? So it's good. It's good to know the craft.
All right. All right, we will talk soon. Take care. That was, again, the Dr. Christopher Hall Show. We'll have part two of the Baja Men coming up very soon. Take care, guys.